just one, Bob. Sponsor of this portion of the Puzzling Evidence Show. Kill Your Heroes on radio.
With Puzzling Evidence.
What time is it? 1 minute after two.
Ron!
Yeah.
Give me a Hubbard!
Yeah.
What's that spell?
Cupid's Day Parade. Okay, so now we got a, because we're all union members, you're all in one union, it's a stupid union, and it's mandatory that we take the parade rest right here. Parade rest!
And you'll notice,
So if you've just been remembered into the church, you can probably feel a little something. Oh, we got a special delivery here. We're going to have a talent show here shortly. So, if you showed up and you forgot your talent, don't worry. We have extras over here. So come on up. It's a 2.5 minute at the most talent show. Anything goes. We'll start that shortly.
Yes.
The person you've just reached is not a working person. Please, hang yourself up.
And get comfortable. This mini service by the first church will last lap. Only last about 45 minutes. And then we'll have the free lunch is on its way. Free lunch is on its way. And what I need to know is what you ordered. So on count of three, already tell me what your order is. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I think we got that. That's the old. You just took the oath. All right, that's the first station right there. The next station, the stock exchange. Now, when we do the parade on April 1st, and the April 1st falls on a weekday, we parade through the financial district on the sidewalk, and moving through the financial district, and we have several stations, six stations of stupid, where we do stop and do these rituals. From the Embarcadero Plaza, and here we go to Market Street to the Federal Reserve headquarters. Federal Reserve headquarters, unelected private body that runs your purse. And we thank them for turning our economy from industrial to service to digital to casino. The casino economy. And so we bring our dead lottery tickets. I didn't bring my lottery tickets today, but the first church of the last lab has a financial plan for you, the spiritual consumer. One lottery ticket a week. Or if you live in wine, one again. Because Lightning Hopkins said, I play craps every day because I might be walking around lucky and not know it. Think about that. So, a buck, half a crappy cup of coffee. Okay, get a buck, put it, get wild, just stick it in your purse, and sell it once a month, go online, see if you want something.
Some of the big ones are $2 now.
Oh, some of the big ones are $2. They live in really wild. And then, of course, no, don't think of it as 200 million to one. No, it's 2,000 to one. Which one of these 250 propositions, spend a dollar and you're either going to win or you're going to lose. From Louisiana. So take your dead lottery tickets and bring them to next year at the Embarcadero Plaza at noon. And this is a weekday round. It has a different flavor. So we keep that lottery ticket at home in front of the Federal Reserve.
Practice Resurrection!
Now then, we go to the Pacific Stock Exchange and we exchange socks. Who brought your socks? Who brought socks? Whoever got a sock, stand up and start throwing them around. Throw the socks around. Let's get those socks going. Stocking stage.
This is stupid.
And we bring the practice day socks in the first spiritual lap line.
Yes.
Yeah, our only episode is free for the past 15 days. There's no episode.
That's an abrupt ending, but one that was well deserved. Ha, yeah. Not really. Yeah. This is your gal Friday. That's an abrupt ending, but one that was well deserved.
Painting
the roses
red. 1, 2,
3.
No.
What?
1.
What?
Wait.
2.
What?
Oh, three. There.
Is this mic on? Is this one on?
Signal's not in. It's a typical start to an Over the Edge show.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
There is something living in our own beings.
Is Velma Wallenrod. It's not actually Don Joyce at all. Words can't do justice to the loss of Donald S. Joyce, Crosley Bendix, C. Elliott Friday, Omer Edge, Izzy Isn't, Butt Choke, Leland Googleberger, Wang Tool, and Dr. Oslo Norway, who all died yesterday in Oakland, California, of heart failure at age 70. Perhaps a loud, mournful squawk from Don's booper feedback oscillator would better sum up the feelings of Negative Land, his comrades and partners for 34 years who are devastated. And to illustrate a point... It was Don who coined the term culture jamming and who devoted his life to the art of sound collage and his weekly live radio program, Over the Edge, on this radio station, actually, the one that we're on right now, KPFA-FM in Berkeley, where it has lived continuously on the dial on Thursday nights at midnight since 1981 without interruption. You see, Don was a DJ at the station when a mutual friend, Ian Allen, one of the early members of our group who died this past January, introduced him to a group of Contra Costa noise music artists called Negative Land, who entered the station one night armed with stacks of recordings and electronic gear, and why, immediately transformed Don's normal music show into a free-form sound collage odyssey. It totally blew open Don's idea of what a radio program could be and what a DJ could do. And in Don Joyce, whose initials were conveniently DJ. What do you think of that? Years to figure that out, but I did as I was writing this morning and putting it onto the internet. Well, anyway, Don, whose initials were DJ, you see, Negative Land had found a lead vocalist without even realizing that they were looking for one. And I've been looking for one myself, and hopefully a younger fellow, maybe in his 30s or 40s, and ripped. Well, it was Don who took the idea of reshaping previously recorded words in a pre-sampling age and ran with it to such an extent and a depth that was never before heard and never equaled. Recontextualization became his weapon, with the quarter-inch tape machine and the razor blade his ammunition, and the radio cart player, which, by the way, is an entirely forgotten piece of broadcast history that uses endless loop tape cartridges, and he used it until his death. That was his delivery system. Tonight, we don't have any of the cart machines sitting here because, unfortunately, the hospital threw away this giant bag of personal items that he had with him, which included all of his cart machines, and they put them in hazardous waste. It was an unfortunate loss, but, well, he was the only person who knew how to actually perform on a cart tape machine anyway. Well, when he and Negative Land discovered their mutual love for found sound, an intensely collaborative, creative partnership was indeed cemented, and it continued nonstop for the ensuing decades, with Don endlessly scanning the airwaves of radio and TV along with his massive LP collection. Those are popular again, you know.
Magic tattoos of life and death, hanging out on street corners, waiting for the big hit. The 5 and 10 of Caliente racetrack they never won, cabuleando esta si es la vida gacha, cucaracha, singing softly in the winter rain, vámonos a California, vámonos a California. They came from New York, New York the Big Apple.
And they came from Berkeley.
Jíbaros, yorubas, borinqueños, piel color, café oscuro.
If anyone's here from New York, there's a large garbage truck parked partially blocking the entrance of the studio. We'd appreciate it if they would move this vehicle, or it will be dynamited. Thank you.
Gosh, so there's also a tow truck parked out front. Who's going to tow that?
Oh, yeah, that horrible, ugly toe in the back of it must belong to some huge, thick-headed giant.
Maybe a yard man.
Well, this is a great evening, ladies and gentlemen.
The hit of bad music here early in the morning on the show.
Oh, and bad music is just the start of our cavalcade, our kaleidoscopic cornucopia of crazy, wacky, goofy, wild, subgenius fun. We're ready to
travel. Get out of here, all right?
Oh, yes, right. They're moving the rubber dummy into place, ladies.
Yeah, this old show. Just drive it away.
You drive it, you park it. And guess where?
Are you shocked to live in Gee out of the show?
That's right. Oh. Hey, easy with that.
I'm sorry.
And, of course, as we've told our many rabid listeners, we actually have Janer Hypercleats here tonight. to
sound the... Oh, come on. You're exaggerating that, aren't you?
No, no, not a bit.
No, it's real and neat and keen and all that stuff.
It's unbelievable.
I don't think he exists in the flesh. I think it's just a...
It's a theory.
A myth.
Okay, all you kids out there, if you believe in Jader, I want you all to clap your hands and wiggle your ears at the same time, and then maybe, just maybe, he won't kill you.
You get nailed to the wall by enemy fascist troops arriving in your town by 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's past paying for, I'm afraid, as riot troops move in on
the riot troops did move in on Telegraph Avenue just a few hours ago, apparently.
We got
there was an enormous confrontation up there that started after a movie on People's Park, yeah.
A huge cop-out?
Giant cop-out came down on the people's heads and made them face the 60s, but apparently it was the reverse of the 60s. I just talked to somebody outside the station before coming
they
in.
They beat up the cops, right?
No, they, instead of trashing the bad stores and leaving the good, they did the reverse.
Well, that's peculiar.
Things have changed, you know?
Cops bring flowers and the guns of the hippies.
Yes, it's a kindler, gentler area.
I don't feel so good in Berkeley, no mo.
Yeah, it feels kind of itchy and lice-ridden around here.
Okay, now we're trying to move the show into position here so we can play
but those
the really funny
drivers
parts.
Just don't seem to be paying any attention. They're just passing the show, and we've had our thumb out, or rather this toe that we got out of the garbage truck for a long time, and nobody's even stopping.
Is it true that we're possibly going to have an episode of Janer's Crack House? Oh,
I believe so.
We can only hope.
It's scheduled for later on in the programming.
But what about the Morton Downey Janer show? And now the
well,
Morton Downey
somebody
Janer
captured
show.
That guy.
848-4425. Call
they threw a backwards bob head on his face, and they cut
really
off part
happened.
Of his mustache
future.
He was in the bathroom, but he's still going to broadcast in the future.
Zip it, pal.
Yes, the Ziploc philosophy of Morbid Downer Jr. And you can participate if you give us a call at 848-4425. That's 848-4425.
Our topic tonight is the extermination of normalcy in 1998.
My, that is topical.
That's a pretty big goal.
Oh,
methods of torture.
How could you torture the normals in the 80s?
How uncool.
Now, there's been a lot of more liberal subgeniuses talking about paper cutting the normals to death.
Right. Very popular sport here in the city.
Yeah, we're going to move on those liberals, man.
Of course, some of us real people would rather see them carpet burned to death.
Especially the ones with the shag carpet, man. Make them go up and down on those high-speed elevators too many times.
Yeah. Make them listen to elevator music guns coming out of their e-hole. You know what I mean?
No. I don't think the young ladies agree with you, Reverend Hal.
I have a large following among the dish staff set down here at the Reverend Hal Outreach Ministries. I try to reach out to the young people in the ghetto and... This is a star-studded Hollywood extravaganza. We're going to have Vicki Lester and Norman Maine. And the great Waldo Lydecker will say a few words for our studio microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you hear will be the hyper-hyperclesian himself, Janor the Great.
Oh, come on. He's not really on here, is he? I mean,
such
I'm sure
becoming
you
modesty.
Janor hyperclates up here just talking.
Come on, man. The lights are shining and the piano is playing.
I mean, if Janor hyperclates
view.
Was... If Hyperplates is up here, he would have said something by now. I mean,
this is radio. They can't see.
He'd probably just be talking about something that didn't
Channel
make
X thinking
sense.
They can see
he'd probably
us.
Just
you know,
be going
really
on
know what's
and
happening.
On
it's
about,
just a show.
All right, you've got it. You've got me over there.
But really, no, let's pretend. Let's just pretend the guy came on the show. I mean, if he were here,
he'd probably just be ranting on and on, talking about skull farmers and 9-inch worm comics number 23 and thing that has 7-Eleven for comic.
Well, I guess we can't fool the public any longer. It's actually Buckley.
It's a program show approved by Dobbs in over 27 committee hearings.
But I really doubt you. I'll zip it, pal.
Hey, who you telling to zip?
Hey, look at the way he zips that thing. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I wish he would keep it zipped. It's unsightly in the control room. I know they tell these young folks to let it all hang out these days, but you got to draw the line somewhere. and I know just where I'd draw it.
Wow.
With my blue maker
pencil.
What
a neat drawing.
Yeah, it's not a large area to draw in, but as you can see, this represents the onions, and on the other side represents the eels, and this is the big battle that took place between them millions of years ago.
Oh, yeah, and they're all zippered pal forces.
Ah, yeah.
And these zipper scars are not part of the drawing, but I kind of made them part of the drawing.
Put a lid on it, Buster.
Artistic lid. Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's the lid. It's a 9-inch lid, of course.
Throw a towel over it.
Oh, here's
Roger,
a towel.
Check.
I've got so many requests here.
Put a lid on the
lid, a towel, and a zipper.
How much is a lid these days, man?
That's about the same as a towel or a zipper.
Yes, it was different back in the days of Walter Parks Thatcher and Charles Foster Kane. Then a dollar was a dollar, and you wore a stand-up collar. There were no TV sets, only barbershop quartets.
Old riffraff, gets caught in his cup sometimes.
Fat. This younger generation, they know not of the agony we went through back in early days of subgenius movement. Then millions
here they are
of
moving at incredible speed.
Spent on maintaining
here, 848-4425.
So anyway, I said to the guy, he goes up to the Jewish guy, he goes up to the black guy, he goes up to the yellow and green guy.
No, put down that menorah.
Triangular guy, he goes up to the beige guy, he goes up to the striped
guy. Suddenly the menorah was struck in two and rose into the sky.
Wow!
And assaulted the triangular and the green guy. But not the others. Nobody knew why.
Did you hear the one about the comedian who got up on stage and told a joke and the audience laughed? No, come on, I'm serious.
No, really, what happened?
Well, I can't remember the punchline, but I've got 20 more just as funny.
I don't want any more punch. I've had too much bad coffee. Enough to last me an entire...
Hey, we'll just fire the 20mm, rather, at this radio show targets right off the cross street.
Hugh Slack shooting thing.
Oh, here comes Bob.
Oh, there he went. He's very fast. He really
especially when I get these
fire.
Tracers chasing him.
Yeah, that's an M200R.
Did you hear the one about the three guys on the radio show talking about a bunch of stuff that didn't make any sense? No, come on, I'm serious, people.
No, really. No, people don't do that on the radio here.
That couldn't happen.
Why,
here
this
in
is
America.
The Third Coast. I shouldn't have said it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. So anyway, the one guy comes up and says,
yell?
He says, yell.
And then, what did the other guy say?
So how did you find Kelly?
Want to show somebody here a pornographic porny,
a pornographic couch, and there it was. Made a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Now it's time for the major. The major caller, that is.
Major caller.
Major disaster area coming in focus. And this major caller will tell us the minor details about his extensive travails in trying to reach the subgenius program.
There actually are people listening to this.
They are, as you can see by that little blinking light down there at the bottom of the caller well.
Did you hear the one about the guy that called the show?
Yeah,
but we will.
We're fixing
it. Here we go.
There's no punch.
Okay,
on,
little squinty caller, what's on your mind?
Don't tell him by the Third Coast.
You know where the Third Coast is, right? It's not here. I mean, I made a bad mistake by saying that. No, the Third Coast is in Dallas, Texas.
Hey, turn down those sound effects. You're blistering my ear bones.
Jesus, clear the files. Hang on. Sorry, I'm not here for that.
And guess what? You are our third caller. You don't win two tickets to Janie Hyper Police Comedy Show, which
no.
is already...
Okay, I'll hang up now. Bye.
What's your favorite radio station, son?
Oh! Mine?
Go on, speak up. You're talking to the hyperplesian himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Not Jesus.
This is the one I get when I come over there.
It's another radio station. Don't treat me differently from any other living God. Come
on,
baby.
That's the program that comes after. You can talk to Jesus on Emmett Powell's show. This is the Janus.
That's right, Emmett Powell.
Use the deities.
Excuse me, I'm not saying.
Deities lost and found. Look, we've got bottom dollar on deities. What do you want?
And his evil
$25 down.
Damn it, Powell.
Janus Hypercoast. Words.
That's scary.
Sentences as funny as this one, approved by Dobbs. No.
Off my path. That's all I can think.
I saw Bob.
Well, here on the show. Did you go to the Janus show? No, I don't think so. How was it?
No, I didn't make it.
You
that
didn't
was probably
go to
the best
Janus
thing to do.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with the quality of callers we
was
have?
Was it Janus Outhouse or Janus Crack House? I can't figure it out.
Huh?
Come on, be a little more
did you
based on the uptake than that.
Uh-oh. See, he thought we were kidding.
People
what
always
a
think
sad
we're joking
situation.
About this serious, serious
did
show.
Did you hear the one about the comedian that told a joke that started out? Did you hear the one about the comedian that told a joke that started out? Did you hear the one about the comedian that told a... Well,
Okay, really, what?
We'll turn into a...
Dip that joke in just a moment on our endless comedy loop, but first... We'll give our sleazy seminar in how to deal with difficult people. At work, on the job, anywhere.
Yeah, well, how is California? It must be a lot stranger out here than it is in, well, where...
Yeah, California is stranger in California than it is in Arkansas.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure an Arkansasian just couldn't possibly hack it out here in California. He'd have to use a jigsaw or maybe a skill saw.
Well, I'm thinking about taking some back with me to see, you know, how it is in other states.
The Arkansas skill saw massacre.
Yeah.
Who will survive?
I was there. Oh, I mean, who
will
survive?
Put them back together? Who Arkansas
won't?
Jigsaw massacre?
How about the Texas chainsaw manicure?
Oh, that's only for the.
And we did that already.
Oh.
And it didn't really sell. Oh. You're soaking in it.
Oh my God. Oh no.
Dishwashing.
Watch out.
This is just the caller's way, okay?
This is Phineas, okay. Almost a card-carrying Sabinius Narco calling.
You can tell by the darting eyes and fidgeting fingers
it's just
of this
your way, right,
caller,
caller
that he's actually yes. lying.
Okay. Central Arkansas redneck blood. Yes, you're soaking in it.
Yes, esoteric redneck humor is the name of the
game. Is you, yes. It looks you. It's
you.
As long as it's valid, we can do it here in the state.
By me.
Well, it was certainly nice getting a call from Mr. Robbins, you know, other than the other way around, it's usually when I usually call up you guys and bounce you out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I had to do it because some...
Oh, I know, but see, they have the wrong show, see? It's I was talking about the hyperclesia show.
A typical hyper-attenuated mix-up.
Yeah, well, how was the show anyway?
Well, we missed it, too.
I don't know, we're trying to find out right now.
Marvelous, not our show, the Janer Show.
That's right.
One of the greatest things that ever happened anywhere.
So when's
and
it going to happen
you
again?
You missed it. It'll never happen.
Oh, on the 27th,
well, you'll have to go
Thursday.
You'll have to go up to Seattle next Thursday night.
Oh, no.
That's right. If you can go up to Seattle, you can still catch it. You can catch the tattered rags.
Chase it all around the country.
Janer Show.
Yeah, you're just like all the other Janer heads that just follow Janer all over the country.
I'll just replay those excerpts on the
video. They buy the shirts and then they
try to concentrate
fertilize the fields and it just goes on like...
And the pure bright white light of stupidity. And maybe you will find in yourself the depth of dishonesty which made you miss the Janer Show in the first place.
Well,
yeah, so there.
It wasn't listed, you know.
You gotta read the pink section.
You gotta tell where it's going to be.
Well, we did tell you sometime.
Well, we've been talking about it.
So did they have a lot of people show up or what?
Oh, it was packed. We had
probably not any people, but we had about 70 Yetis.
Oh, goody. What kind of drinks did they order?
There was a no-host bar and a no-parasite bar on the other side.
Look, pal, we're not trying to say it was the ultimate. We're not trying to say it was the answer to all reality. We're not trying to say that it was just... If you had been there, you would have just started astrally projecting and you would have just been surrounded by buckets of naked women and free money. Or we're not trying to say that it would have just been the ultimate ecstasy.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Damn straight.
We're just trying to say that we're not trying to say that you could have walked in bare feet with mud between your toes. We're not trying to say that
you could have walked in human feet.
You would have been working in an office if you hadn't been there earlier. We're not trying to say that... If you had walked on your head with your ears upside down, hearing the one about the comedian that told a joke that didn't make any sense, we're not trying to say that.
It's too overwhelming. It's just too...
Yes, the multi-signal of this show.
It
rolls over your head.
Oh,
look out, Trent.
Good production.
Why do we get stuck down here by Channel 2?
Yesterday's show.
We're not trying to say that we're not trying to say all this.
Oh, okay. I thought you were...
In fact, we're succeeding in saying...
Money
is to put in large piles and set a fire.
Good.
But it will be received by our infrasychic jujitsu trained inner sewer starfish, and you will be saved.
Don't care about that. They just want to see that money leave their wallet. That's what they really want to see. Once it leaves, they don't care.
This tour is what I call me aid. It's coming together.
How many cities have you been to so far? How many are you going to go to?
Well, I just finished a tour of the Rings of Saturn.
London, Paris, Rome, Vienna, Moscow.
Earlier,
grand tour.
If they could take a three-dimensional rendering of the Rings of Saturn and play it on a record player, what would it sound like?
that would sound like this show, young man.
That's what you're listening to. Rocket Ship XM soundtrack or something.
You're soaking in it.
Just what do you think you're listening to anyway?
The rings of Saturn?
The rings of Saturn?
You're soaking in them.
Welcome to Chapter 7 of The Onion Rings of Saturn.
No bad.
A thrilling rocket jump
of Saturn. Actually, the seven rings of hell.
Yes, and yeah, well, each ring is louder and larger than the one inside it.
No, but I believe the day before tomorrow, I'm supposed to be appearing on the KPFA show, so you might want to listen to that.
Well, when is it?
When it happens.
It's the day after yesterday, I believe.
It's endwise to the day before tomorrow.
I'm not sure how this works. We'll have to plug it in and see. Or if it works.
Initiate torture sequence.
Okay, now we're flying high.
And a week
ago, 3 weeks before last
the true torture.
Saturday, 2 days later,
off the air.
I think I'm supposed to be appearing.
A button pushed on
somewhere
your little collar face.
Mississippi.
And fly away from the planet backwards.
ISIS, IBBI.
Janer's in the tension room going over some kind of Macomb, Georgia, or Alabama, or Mississippi gathering that he attended once.
Yes, and it apparently shocked the living ghee out of it, according to our roving correspondent.
Rises from the grave for a head.
Here's a micro sub-analysis of that ghee now. Seems to be composed of 28 parts lithium to 9 parts bahuri butter from the forests of northern India.
Here comes the rock, straight for your leg. Now, what are you going to do?
Sounds delicious.
Get that big buzzard away from me.
Well, now, that's no buzzard. That was my wife. No, I'm serious. Come on.
That was
rocket.
Take my life. Rock's nest.
Take my life, please. No,
rock
come
it away,
on. I'm serious.
Rock it away. The rings of Saturn.
We can't rock it no more because we've done lost that rocket away record.
The rings of Saturn were the elusive goal. And the shuttle cargo bay was secured.
Okay, caller, if you're so smart, what makes those rings of Saturn ring around them?
You're our third caller. You've got 2 free tickets to the Bon Jovi concert. What's your favorite radio station? Don't say it.
Only if you knew that the liquid oxygen injectors had been misaligned.
Must reach oxygen switch. Blacking out. Can't take it.
A select few positioned within the civilian
bureaucracy. Approved by Dobbs. Because we're better than other people.
While Republicans are merely stupid, even more disreputable are the insiders, the gossip-mongering networkers, the valueless opportunists and socialists.
We're supposed to be talking about the Janer Show.
We're talking about
simple things like politics.
You're talking about the inner ring.
The inner ring of Saturn.
I hope I didn't wear
that
for the show.
Insiders.
Okay, now we're hoisting the inner ring up the halyards.
Look at it go!
Shaven heads are on a roll like fouled spark plugs in an overheated V8.
You can forget about
overheated
V8.
Well, nobody hates V8. That's silly.
The music is so loud at the Janer concert, my ears are still ring of Saturning.
My brain is no longer the boss.
Yes, that happens sometimes. Okay, now we're going to take the chainsaw here.
And my mind is kind of locked off.
Here we go. The rings of Saturn. He's destroying one of the most beautiful sights in the universe.
No, right, not right through my arm. No, you're not. This wasn't in the script.
You clumsy fool.
And the show really began.
It helps you keep your finger on the script.
Breaking.
Where was I?
Right here.
I can't remember my lines, and this is improv.
Right here under landscaping and acubeating. It's page 2.
Oh, this is the improv part?
Is this a comma or a period? I can't read this.
This is a periodic comma.
It's got a bad mimeograph.
Periodically
here, yeah.
Slips into a coma. Or it could be.
Now I'm going to go get a mimeograph, a better one.
Tick, only about the size of a period on a sheet of 8.5 by 11 paper.
Okay, here's a storage file.
Jane's
put the
love him or lady.
If you want my outhouse, what's the toilet doing in an outhouse?
This is a modernized, automated outhouse, an up-to-date model of cleaning porcelain.
You almost call it an in-house. In-house, outhouse.
Well, once they're in the house, once they pay the money to see the show, then they're in the house.
The in-house publication called the Journal of
Audiences In-House, they call it.
If you want my mouth, you'll have to pry it.
Okay, we're going to pry it from the face. Here we go. Let's get that face pried out of here, huh?
You don't know how to operate.
Come on, Doug. I was just kidding. I was just...
No, I'm sorry.
He cut himself limb to limb.
Okay, now we'll get to work on the lawn. We're going to start on the KPFA lawn now.
Cut it out,
Doug.
Oh, sorry. I'll cut it out and leave it here by the road.
Come on.
No,
I didn't mean that seriously.
My God!
No, it doesn't hurt that much.
You one of them chainsaws on your table?
This hurts for a minute. I won't kill you that much, as they say. We'll only kill you
organic
once.
Organic reagent, it's boiling over.
We'll only cut off four of your limbs, not five.
We're having a chemical accident, ladies and gentlemen.
It's just like being killed a little bit.
I take a little bit off the top.
It's not really too bad. Yeah, it doesn't really hurt. Okay, and we'll just start in on the top here.
Take a little bit off the top. Say up to the elbow.
Okay. All right.
Oh, he ran out of fuel.
Don't cut the arm.
I'm gonna go get some gas. So you guys.
Don't cut the arm up to the shoulder, or people will be calling him a nerd. The shoulder length arms are just no longer in fashion. The elbow length arms, kind of the hip thing.
Okay. Well, you guys steer the show from there. I'm gonna get some of that rocket fuel they speak so highly of.
Oh boy, rocket fuel! Wow. You know, we're not pikers here on the show. You hear about extremists and other cults, skinheads. Well, in the subgenius religion, we have skinheads. They don't just cut off their hair, they cut it right down to the skull and leave a steaming, stinking, bloody mass to show that their heart's in the right place.
That's right, we've got brain heads, we have neck heads, we have shoulder heads. In fact, I think we even have
neck heads.
Isn't it true that there's even,
stop.
Ankle heads and even sole heads?
Quit it. Oh, keep your hands to yourself.
I guess the sole heads are the most extreme. They're just the walking souls, but...
Yeah, like a giant praying mantis over my brain.
I mean, well, what if we can't think of anything to say while Doug's here? I mean, Doug was kind of carrying the whole show. I mean, there's just like this void.
Oh, he went out to get some of that
vortex,
rocket fuel, Pappy. He went out to frap away with that frappy rocket fuel. Pass the biscuits.
So anyway, I said to the guy, did you hear the one about the comedian who couldn't think of anything funny to say? No, come on, I'm serious.
Actually,
is this an audience or Mount Rushmore? No, I paid money for this stuff. Come on, give me a break, baby. Come on.
We'll provide you with an entire repertoire of hilarious, wacky, subgenius gags and jokes. If you really need it. For example, there's a scientific medical report that's just coming through on the wire.
Let's see, this just in.
That's right, we're having our
from the
medical
wire.
History.
It's
important that you know your medical history.
Let's see, this is the finding of subgene medical researchers studying the effects of injections to the gluteus muscle.
In Mexico.
The problem they found is that most people have too much bottom.
Well,
and that unless
I
a larger needle is used, the injection probably will not reach its target, the muscle beneath the fat.
Hey, careful with that thing. The chainsaw is bad enough.
Oh, we're not halfway done with you yet, pal.
Oh, don't you ever sharpen that thing? It's blunt as a baseball bat.
Zip it,
I think,
pal.
That is a baseball bat.
The study described by Dr. Peter Cockshott.
Oh, come on.
And
come
described in the latest journal, the New England Journal of Medicine.
The Needy Journal of Medicine.
Involved 213 adults whose buttocks were scrutinized by CAT scans.
I think you've said just about enough, young man.
A sophisticated form of X-ray.
Yes, I know they had cats scan and then score the buttocks of the victims who were forced to lie prone.
That they cut his butt off or anything
that.
I mean, they said he had to wear a dress so people couldn't tell that they cut his butt off.
That's the most disgusting thing I ever heard in my whole life.
But, can you say that on the air?
I think we can say just about anything at this time of night.
You can talk about just cutting some guy's butt off.
Well, you have, and we haven't been crashed down on through the ceiling by Ronald Wilson Reagan
yet. At least three of his buns. I mean...
Well, did you prepare the rocket fuel?
They only cut off two of his buns. Forced to lie prone while cats scanned and scratched and scored their rear ends, the subjects... The doctors decided to use huge...
And we say to ourselves, welcome back to the show. We can see in the mirror, well, how did Jane's outhouse tour come about anyway? Now, what was the originating idea?
Well, it was tacking and yawing, and then it came about under a fair breeze and scudded away across the still surface of the entertainment.
In 88, I did the Grandstand Me Until Someone Kills Me tour of the west, of the east, of the west, of the north, of
that
the
that must have been fairly
south,
exotic,
of the,
wouldn't
the,
you say?
Of the west, of the...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
How about those rabid Janer fans?
The kind of thing only people like Tenderly and Convenience.
They ought to be
muscles. Frank Zappa would go to.
Keep the froth and foam off the stage and off Janer's shoes.
Yeah, after I got bit by one of those rabid fans, I had to get an injection.
Oh, yeah?
In the buttocks, yes. I know.
I'll look at the tape later.
I didn't have one anymore. But
a butt or an injection?
Well, neither one. because there's no place to put the injection, but I'm having a buttocks transplant.
Apply buttock suction pump, series M200R.
Did you hear the one about the guy who had his buttocks put in the wrong way, and when he went down a slide, it sounded like...
I saw that guy in my elementary school at the playground. He was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. All the other kids called him back-ass-word bad. He was terrible.
What a
wasn't
sad
a
thing.
Student either.
If my dog had a face like yours, I'd shave his ass and have him walk backwards.
Well, I haven't heard that in a long time. Was that one of the jokes that you did the other day?
If my ass had a dog like yours, I'd shave his...
Shave. My face
not
and
get too
I'd shave my face and have my butt walk backwards. So.
That's right, at our studio of Subgenius.
I can't continue
aerobics.
With the punchline. It's
we
so hideously
no
destructive.
Unfold.
There is no punchline.
Well, there's a long line to the punch bowl, and we're going to be.
Yes, callers, can you believe that? You're awake listening to this show.
We don't
there
have
is
any
no
callers.
Punchline.
Call 848-442-5.
Well, the no callers fit the no punchline show here at 848-4425.
My butt had a dog like yours. I'd shave my face.
Make its book walk backwards.
I'd make book that Janer could walk backwards over hot coals and still gather a fond clientele.
Whatever you do, don't let him talk on the show.
Right.
Well, he talks all the time.
I'm trying not to let him.
Okay.
Really, I mean, he hasn't
well,
really said
Mr.
that much.
Janer, if that is your name, how do you find our fair city?
Well, I just I took a ride at Albuquerque and went halfway around the globe, and there it was.
We understand that you had lunch with some of the Bon Ton set down in our beautiful sister city of Los Angeles.
Well, that's true. I had to tell Dr. Leary and Larry Flint not to be very nervous around me.
All you folks out there think this is a joke, and yet it's unbelievably true.
And yet it is kind of a joke at the same time.
Yeah, it's funny. Life's like that.
True joke. Truth is stranger than friction.
This is a good friend of mine. I want you to treat this guy just like he was me. He's a good friend.
Well, not that bad.
Hey, asshole, you got $5 for a bottle of coffee?
But you know, it's my fans that made me what I...
That bottle of coffee will carry you farther than ever before.
I've got my bottle of coffee. It's as big as my head, and I'm ready to drink it.
But, Janer, what were you going to tell the friends of the show?
Well, it's my fans that made me what I am today. Thanks a lot.
Oh, man, look at that guy.
But seriously.
Well, you can't expect them to.
How does he keep coming up
carry
with these?
The ball.
Well, here they are, carrying the ball downfield.
Balls?
A little collar game.
It's a beautiful ball, rising over the mountains like a shining sun. And the birds are singing. The waterfall is falling. The moose
is
bellowing in the woods.
Yeah. And the show is
it's for you, I think.
Falling all over itself.
The puppet of the birds.
Early in the morning.
Hi!
And we've got the show still coming up.
Hello! Is this the show?
We're finished with all of the San Francisco gigs, but
preamble to the show.
We haven't stopped or started the local other shows yet.
Yeah, what's going to do to get a ham sandwich out of this joint?
Okay.
You can't do that on a ham sandwich.
Yeah, ham sandwich. The box lunches are in the back.
That doesn't sound really cool.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, I was just thinking, I guess you guys say yes for me tonight, like usual.
Hang up on you, sir? We would never do that.
Yeah, just,
okay, we'll just go back in the kitchen and go ahead and grab one.
All right, where are they? The refrigerator?
Put down
yeah.
that sandwich.
You guys get the refrigerator back all right that night, I guess, huh?
Yeah, the riot's over and the refrigerator's back and stuff.
Listen,
I
want,
get away from that refrigerator. I want to hear
tell
one peep out
it's
of you
called.
Kids. Confine your shenanigans to the rumpus room and keep it down to a dull roar. You have a question?
There goes those shenanigans now.
He's gone.
Down on the collar hopper.
We'll
call little Reverend Sterno's house in a little while and see.
Yeah, we'll bounce him out of bed, and before that, maybe we'll get another caller.
Maybe
we
should bother Ivan Stang or Philo Drummond.
Ivan himself, if he still walks this earth after being threatened by the evil
Nazis. Thank you.
Come on, I don't want sympathy. Okay, people, give me a break. Come on now.
The sympathy vote seems to be squarely in Jinger's court. And now we're going to talk to another caller.
Come on, I paid money for this stuff. I've been egged by better than you, baby. Give me a break.
Caller,
come on, honey.
Shoot your... whatever it is.
Shoot your wad.
What do you think of Jinger? Hello?
I don't think of Jinger.
Jainer, that sandwich guy, he just couldn't come through, couldn't come to the show. Just couldn't make it, doesn't have the geniality that it does.
Oh, that was old spam hand.
We're hungry, we need that sandwich.
He's unable to digest his food, you know.
Well, at least one person's laughing at this.
Mr. Colostomy Bag of 1945. Yes. He's a joker, a real jerk.
He's a joker, he's a handbag sandwich man.
We let him call.
Did you bring a grandma face sandwich?
A grandma face sandwich?
2 pieces of whole wheat bread, some lettuce, tomatoes, mustard, your grandma's face, sucker.
That's it, tell him. That sandwich man, he went to the Lester in 1995. The professor captured points on the
podium.
And he asked, do any of you posers know where I can lay my hands on the spec sheet for the vice president?
Here now, we don't allow that kind of talk on the air. I'd like you to reconsider your antics before they get a little bit out of control.
Oh, no, never out of control. Just like the Aryan youth whose father laid waste his early morning dreams. Today, so enamored himself of pledges and oaths, his career and his rewards. His rewards that he bickers with his only brother and lies next to his only bag of marshmallows.
Now just calm down. We're all Bay Aryans here and in the Bay Aryan movement.
Are you offended by the bold smell of Aryan sweat?
Why, it only proves that we live up to our Aryan racial stock.
Well, I hope you can be on Aryan hold for a moment as we investigate caller number two.
You're on the Aryan
of the soul. Hello, you're on the air.
And more like a man. Let us see. Regular chat.
We shall never let our scalpels go rusty except for the purposes of torture!
Thinking of this never why logic never even
comes? None of it's real. Just remember, none of it is real.
Yes, there was Frontubus and there was Bohannes.
Is what I'm saying live or is this a tape?
What you're saying is live, but we're thinking of taking a